with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Tell y'all some things that I do on the morning. I go to Sunday school. I listen at it. I listen to it diligently. Yes, sir. Yes. And I love to sometimes charm in, and sometimes I talk too much. Y'all know that. Those of y'all that know I talk too much, raise your hand. And the reason is I got folk who give online, and when I get off of Sunday school, I have to go check to see if there's someone who I have to go online so I can make that report and get it to our finance folk. Yes. And then after that, I'm trying to get out of the house because, let me tell you, time is flying now. Yes, sir. Hey, I don't know about y'all. I can. Young folks don't look like time moving. But when you get old, time flies. Hey, man. Thank you, Sister Lee. Sister Lee has the next Bible study. She's going to have those in the vestibule. So please, those who don't have one, that's for the next one. It's going to pick up from one. That's Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 15.
Yeah.
And going all the way through to 21, if I'm not mistaken, if my memory serves me correctly. That's going to be that lesson. But I told Deacon Sewell that I was going to afford him an opportunity this morning. And I don't want him to preach. I don't want him to take up too much time. Amen. I want him to come and give his brief comments that he was going to give this morning, on the telephone. Amen.
I just want to praise say good God. Morning. I know I missed Sunday school. But I had something to say, and Deacon Robinson, now y'all know he's pretty long-winded when he's when he does talk. But what I want to say is that defending our faith, God set the perfect example on dying on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
By me saying that, we all should see the same thing that he sees. Love, kind, and happiness. And what I want to read, it came to me last Sunday, Pastor Martin preached Psalm 34. I just want to read it. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name. If we do that and continue to be humble, we are together, we will defend our faith.
Amen. I told him not to be too long. He was already 2 minutes over what I told him. Those of you all who teach and teach Sunday school, and when you get to teaching or when you get to preaching, folks say you're long-winded and all that, but when you are talking, when you have the Spirit of God feeding your mind, praise God, there's sometimes you can shut it off, but man, let me tell you, there's sometimes you can tell it. But I have learned over my days, and you can't tell it all. You just can't not tell it all, not at one time. Give them a bit right now, and then give them another bit next week, and give them another bit next week, and then praise God like that, you'll soon get it. Choir, are y'all ready to sing?
Amen.
Amen. Let's give this choir a round of applause as they come. And I promise y'all, I won't be long today. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Can you please, Lord, do it for me? Lord, to do something for him this morning. Say, Lord, do it.
Lord, do it.
I'm asking you, please, Lord, do it for me. Lord, do it. Oh.
Sight, and he said, He said, Lord, do it.
Lord, do it.
Lord, do it. I know you a burden bearer, heart fixer, mind regulator, what you do. Somebody in here today might want him to do something for him. Do it for me. Do it for me. If you want him to do something for you, why don't you walk up that aisle? Do it for me. Look like more hell break out around you. Do it for me. I got sickness in my body. I got pain in my body. Do it for me. Oh Lord, you got those children who just don't want to listen. Oh, hallelujah. I got to do it right now. Lord God, my Heavenly Father, you had them to come out of their seat, Heavenly Father. Lord God, there's something that they want you to do for them. You know what it is. Do it for me. To do it, ask him to do it. Do it for me. That might be that child who is unsaved, might be that child that has run away. Do it for me. Do it for me. Somebody got to make a decision. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody's got to make a decision that may change their life. Do it for me. Whatever it is, say, do it for me. Do it for me. Right now. Hallelujah. Lord God, I come this morning behalf of everybody that's standing in front of me.
Yeah.
Myself standing, those who standing behind me.
Lord have mercy.
Asking Father God that whatever it is that you and only you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
We're asking, Father, that you do it. In the name of Jesus, we submit this prayer. Amen. 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 Do it for me. Stay out. You can stay. You can stay. Don't have to come out. Amen. Do it for me. Right now.
Yes.
At verses 1 and 2, and then we're going to drop down to verse 23 through 26. First Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 11. First Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 1 and 2. And then we will drop down to verse 23 and finish reading through verse 26. First Corinthians. You're going to find these words. Paul writes, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. And then when you go down to verse 23, Paul says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' And after the same manner, also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Amen. You may be seated. I just want to talk about the revelation of Jesus' death. The revelation of Jesus' death. As was mentioned yesterday at that funeral, praise God, in 2 weeks, we're going to be celebrating the resurrection of our Lord, which means that he had already died, and we're just going to be celebrating the resurrection. But there are two ordinances that we observe in the Baptist church. Amen. The ordinance of baptism and the Lord's Supper. I won't talk about baptism today. I just want to talk about the Lord's Supper today. Because I believe that the Lord's Supper is important to us. Because if it was not important, I don't believe that the Holy Spirit would have allowed Paul to even write about it. To properly observe the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, we need to be serious and earnest. And at the same time, have an attitude of joyful celebration. Boy, that was timely. You see, remembering an event as significant as the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ should fill us with a spirit of awe and deepest reverence. The ordinance of the Lord's Supper gives us reason to celebrate what he did for us at Calvary while we anticipate his glorious return. Because you do know he's coming back. And as we do so, we are actually proclaiming the fact of his redemptive death on the cross. And we need to do this, praise God, for our heart's good and for the sour hearting of others. Because we are in the business of sharing the word of God. Believe it or not, we are in the business of witnessing to others. Let me say that again. We are in the business, praise God, of telling other people about this God that we serve. If we look at our text and some other scriptures that I'm going to use, let us see what this death of our Lord Jesus Christ really revealed, praise God, to us in this great redemptive act, praise God, which has significance for all people. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. His death has some significance for you. Praise God. So when the first thing that when we Would you lower that mic just a little bit? Praise God. When we first look at the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, first it reveals the awfulness of sin. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Sin is awful. And Jesus' death reveals the awfulness of sin. See, sometimes people wonder, why do I always have the neighbor to talk to the other neighbor? See, if I have you to talk and repeat some of the things that I tell you, they're going to stick with you a little bit longer. Yeah. You see, the reason Jesus died was because of your sin and my sin. It was our sin, praise God, was the reason for his death.
Amen.
Oh, no, I know y'all looking at me. Somebody said, well, I just got here in the 21st
Amen.
Century. I'm not that old. And No, it's because of your sin and my sin is the reason why he had to die. Amen. Let me give you some scripture. Some folks, you know, when you and I like that. I like the fact that folk want to hear why I say something. That's why I say I'll never get up here and preach, praise God, or teach without trying to back it up with some scripture. Praise God. You see, when the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph, I'm talking about before Jesus was even born. Matthew's record at Matthew's chapter 1, verse 21. Put that on the marquee. Look what he says. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And look what he came to do. And he shall save his people from loving. From giving. From forgiving. He said that he will save them from their sins. But not only that, praise God, we find at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, fellow by the name of John the Baptist. Y'all know who he is? The one that wore camel clothing. He ate locusts. He ate honey. He ate a lot of wild stuff. In fact, if y'all would have saw a guy walk around like that today, you know what y'all would say about him? Man, that guy is downright crazy. Praise God. But guess what he did at the beginning of Jesus' ministry? He said these words at John chapter 1, verse 29. He said, behold, the Lamb of God. John was out baptizing and he looking around at those who were coming to be baptized. And then he saw one coming. He said, behold, the Lamb of God. And look what he said he came to do. He came which takes away what? The sin of the world. Praise God. And we find that the Apostle Paul.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
We're now tuned to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead,